you send the name up by wise boat.
To someone who doesn't make a bracha, Moshe, remember? So we talked about last week. So let's just make a quick recap. So we said, first of all, that Zachir, before a person starts eating, he has to make a bracha, Moshe. You can't eat any food item or drink any item before making a bracha. Food or drink. Someone put food into his mouth without a bracha, he forgot. He put some food into his mouth without a bracha. So we said the first option is, well, you've got a few options. Should you swallow it? They don't make a bracha. Spit it out, you're wasting the food. Well, put it to the side. So we said, if the best is to take the food out of one's mouth if one can, so if it doesn't get spoiled by taking it out, that's option one. So let's say a sweet, for example, where you're sucking a sweet, it's not going to get ruined by taking the sweet out. So you take the sweet out, make the bracha, and then put it back in your mouth. That's what you should do. You should, but he forgot to make shahaka before he started. So he's put the sweet in his mouth, and he's realized now he's not made shahaka in the Avorah. So in the sweet, the best option is to take out the sweet. That is option number one. Because you don't ruin, I'm saying you don't ruin anything by taking the sweet out, and the mice, you can put it back in your mouth afterwards. So that is what one should do. If it's not possible, let's say, for example, someone's chewing something in his mouth, some meat. So if he's chewing it, he's not able to take it out and put it back in again. Very practical that. So then we said the next etzah is to move it to your side. Move it to the side of one's mouth and, what do you call it, and then make the bracha. It's not ideal because really, when a person makes a bracha, he should not be having anything in his mouth at all. So it's not an ideal, but it's not an option. To take it out, it's not practical because you won't put it back in the game. It's not very polite. Certainly, you've got other people at the table. It's not a very nice thing to do. So the only option there to do is with the solid is to move it to the side, if you can. Those are the two options. So option number one is take it out. Option number two is to move it to the side. That's all by a solid. By a liquid, that's more problematic because you can't really do that. So it's not practical to move it to the side. So the idea is to spit it out, actually. That's the best, is to eject it. That is the best thing to do, rather than swallowing it without a bracha. If one's got only a small amount of liquid in one's mouth, and one can hold it to the side and make a bracha, then one should do that. We said also last time, what's a chiddush, actually? I said, why if someone started eating, and he's realized now that he's not made a bracha, so he should take some more of that food, obviously, and make a bracha. Ideally, you should eat it straight away, as soon as it's realized, in order to make it. Some shits of hold that a bracha goes backwards as well. It's not ideal, and I said, pass, we don't pass like this, but at least you're getting something else. You're gaining at least a bit, if you can.
If you've eaten
and
you've got
no more
to eat.
Now, that's another. That, you can't do this eight then. If you eat and you've got nothing else left, then you haven't got this eight, so you can't make a bracha now. That's finished. But if you've got something left of what you haven't made a bracha on, if someone had a drink, he started drinking, realized he's not made a bracha. So then, in that case there, what he should do is, he should straight away make a bracha on the rest of the drink, and hopefully that will patter at least what he's had before. According to some shitters, we don't pass around, but at least it's better than nothing. So you gained at least in that way.
If it doesn't patter,
what?
If it doesn't patter, you ain't got a bit of Amazonas left, yeah? Will you consider your desires for...
Yeah, that's an important point, actually. So that's possible. One thing to do with the other. If someone has a piece of cake, and he has five pieces of cake, at the end of the fifth piece of cake, he says, I can't believe I've got a Amazonas, Moshi. I forgot. So he makes Amazonas, he has a few crumbs. He still makes Alamecha. Alamecha is a separate chiyuv. It doesn't make a difference when you made a bracha show. Alamecha is to do with what? Yeah, it's even more actually. I remember when I was in school, someone asked me, when in the dinner hall, I remember someone asked this question to one of my teachers, and he said he forgot to make a bracha on bread. He's finished eating, should he bench? So it's one man doing the other, my sir. He's got a chiyuv, even though he's eaten the whole thing, nothing's left, he has to bench. One's nothing to do the other. Yeah. And then we finished off last time with the Shaila Moshi about if someone's got someone in his house who he knows doesn't make a bracha. Very, very negative. It can happen two things. Either you can have relatives who come to your house, they come to the Mishtata with a simcha or something, whatever it is, and the mice, you know, they don't make a bracha. That's option one. Or, which is also very common, if someone gets a worker, and the mice, he's unfortunately not from.
Non-Jewish, you know that.
Non-Jewish is not a problem, because non-Jewish, you've got no problem, he's not to make a bracha. But if he's a yid, Moshe, who means to make a bracha, and you know that he's not going to, what do you call it, make a bracha, what should you do? So I said the best etzah is, it's not always so practical, the best etzah is, Moshe, the best etzah is to say, I'm saying the bracha loud, and you should answer me. And as someone said last time, actually, the Omer is not Ma'akar, actually, that's true. As long as he hears the Brocha and he wants to know to be Yetzer, that's L'chaira, that's okay already. So that is the best Yetzer. Other than that, you've got serious problems, actually, really. If you know he's not going to make a Brocha. Sorry?
I'm saying, how does it work? Should make a Koyim or what?
Yeah.
Normally you can't make a brocha for somebody else.
No, but what's he eating now? You can't make a brocha for someone else if you know. That's a good shot, actually. Let's say you don't want to eat. I can't wait to ask that's a good question. What if you can't eat anything? You can't. He wants to have a milky coffee and you are a fleischig. And you've got nothing else besides coffee, milky coffee. Or tea, yeah. Oh, he's right, Moshi, a milky tea. Got a good shot, Moshi. You've got a milky tea. Actually, I'm on the board tonight, Moshi. So you've got a milky tea. Now, if he, you know, he's not going to make a bracha, can you be yet pashtus? There's no din of arav in such a case. So the ma'aser is stuck. So you can make shakran on the sweet. Yeah. Make shakran on something else, and have in mind that you're doing shemei kolina for him. I think he should be yet without bracha.
And there's no problem when it's flesh, when it's milk.
No, that's not a problem. I say a bracha is used. Actually, a bracha is used. That's okay. His friend wants to help out, Moshi. He wants to help the friend. The friend is very nice, he wants to help out. The Meiser, if it's going to make very awkward feelings, the Moshe, it's such a truth. Tom's got a worker, for example, he's schlepping, I don't know what, things backwards or forwards, and he's thirsty, and you don't offer him a drink. It's not very pleasant, actually. So we saw him show him his lamas, and to cause ill feeling, then maybe there's a heter, shas of chak. You don't worry about it, you don't worry about making him stumble. And the mice, you can give him a drink. It's not, I say it's not posh, one has to think about it. Certainly, it's not such a posh thing. What happens?
So I can give my friend a drink?
Yes.
Yeah, very good, Moshe, yeah. Now, the next question was, of course, I must add, it's always very interesting, when you prepare a shear, the shear always happens to you. Very often. This question. So I had a shear last week, it was a bit of a build-up, actually. I was having some cake in Köln, someone made a brisket or whatever, a bris, I had some cake. I went to the I made mezainas, obviously. I made mezainas. And what was the shaka? What happened anymore? Then I couldn't remember. Had I made alamichio at all? Had I made alamichio on that cake? So there's two sides always in the brocha. First of all, you've got to clear the brocha we're showing. Did I say a brocha we're showing? Because it happened to a person. Which, even though it's not so normal, this actually, because normally what happens is a person, not an instinct, normally a person makes a brocha on a food item. But it can happen. It can happen. A person didn't realize. Then maybe I thought it was part of something else. So you can have a shower with a brocha rishona. That he's not sure. Let's say he's in the middle of his cup of coffee and he thinks to himself, "No, I don't remember actually saying a brocha on this. What should I do? I can't remember." Or, which is more common actually, is a brocha achrona, because often a brocha achrona the person doesn't make straight away. There's normally a gap in between when he finishes eating. It shouldn't really be that, but let's say it happens often that a person has a gap between his brocha rishona and his brocha achrona. Sorry, a person has a gap between when he finishes eating and he makes an after bracha. So very often a person can't remember, there's a time period, especially goes on the phone, he does 101 things in between, and now he comes back, he says, "I can't remember, did I make a bracha achrona or not?" The shah is, what do you do? You know what everybody say?
Make it.
Oh, so what do you do? Can he carry on eating? What should you do? Moshe, someone's in the middle of a coffee, he's not sure when he made a broch on his coffee. So now do we say, well, stop the broch, you can't make a broch, but can you carry in a coffee?
Yeah.
Why? You might be eating without a broch.
Yeah, so.
Is that the best thing to do?
Yeah.
Best thing to do?
Not best thing, we have something else in the middle. You can't. You've got to make a shackle
of right, so let's go from, let's start from the beginning, Rabbi. So let's start from the beginning. So, there's two things first. Well, Chazal don't allow a bracha batola to be made. Well, actually, a bracha batola might be the raisa. A bracha batola is a bracha that serves no function whatsoever. That is, for example, a person makes a bracha on a piece of chocolate, but he doesn't want to eat it. So he's wasting his time. Now, that bracha is a waste of time. He's making a bracha for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Or he made the brochas at Kiddush, he makes the brocha, right, and makes a shakar to cover everything at a Kiddush. And a minute later, he takes a drink, makes a brocha, shakar, and he borrows that drink. That brocha is useless. It's got, serves no purpose whatsoever. Because he's got no chiyuv whatsoever to make it. Yeah, that is a brocha batala. That's very chomash, as a shalva derais it could be actually, when a person says a brocha batala, that's a brocha. Then, you've got another case, which is a bit better, and that's a brocha she'ena tzricha. A person makes a bracha, that's not necessary. What does that mean? For example, a person has a whole load of fruits in front of him. He says, right, I'm making berry pre-eggs just on the apple. And he knows he wants to have an orange afterwards. So he makes a bracha, berry pre-eggs, just to cover my apple. He has the apple. Then he goes for the orange, makes berry pre-eggs on orange. That's a bracha she'ez richa. The second bracha is doing a purpose. Because without it, he can't have the orange. Because he limited his bracha when he made a bracha, berry pre-eggs on the apple. He said, I'm only making a berry pre-eggs mostly on the apple.
Why so is it
Because he's wrong to have done it.
Now
he has to make a bracha, but he was wrong to have got himself in this situation. Rather, when he made the apple, when he made the boy pre-eggs and the apple, he should have had in mind to have everything I'm going to have.
But he didn't want
to. I didn't hear my story. Especially when I said my story, he has a bowl of fruit in front of him, apples, oranges. He wants to have everything. But he limits himself when he makes boy pre-eggs just to the apple. Yeah, that's true. It's a different story. If a person makes a berry pre-eggs, as far as I'm only having apples now, I'm not interested in anything else, I don't want anything else. That's a different story. Then later, he's still hungry, he wants something else. That's a different story. That's mutter. But here we're talking about where the person knew he wants to have an orange, but he limited the bracha.
There's a
bracha sheis richa. That's not useless, that second bracha, because he can't get away with it. If he doesn't make that second bracha, he will not be able to eat the second item. So it's serving a purpose, but it's unnecessary. He should not have made it like this. Another good example is, which people do very often, which people don't realize actually, they're about to have supper, and they're going to wash. But the maaseh's wife's not ready yet, and the maaseh says, I'm going to nibble a bit first. He has some kegels, some meat, I don't know whatever he has first, but he's got a dorma, shahako. That is all unnecessary, because if he waits a few minutes, he makes the broch on pass, he wants to make those brochs. So if his wife takes a long time and he knows by the time she's ready it could be another half an hour, so he's hungry, he wants to eat now, that I understand. If he knows his mum is going to eat very shortly, then it's wrong to make a brocha before you start the meal. Yeah? That's a brocha she'en tzricha. I mean, it's needed now because he wants to eat it. What? Oh, so I'm saying it's a necessity. Let's say, for example, the meal, you're waiting for some visitors to come, they haven't turned up yet and you're thirsty, then there's nothing wrong. Yeah, but say, if there's no reason why you can't wash, then you shouldn't make that shahako near the vora first pashas, because it's not necessary to make. Rather have the bread meal, and then your brochas are all covered, all your food items are covered. That means you won't have to make a shahako near the vora.
Because
otherwise you're going to have a problem with the brocha, so you have, it's better not to do such a thing.
So
now, what?
Getting back to your first kasha, you can't get drink halfway through, you realize I don't have a brocha.
Oh, come on. So now, really, they're quite right. Well, the rule is normally any mitzvah drabonim, we say sofik drabonim lekuna. A person is any doubt of a mitzvah drabonim, which brochas are pashas, then our brochas, then the halacha is we say sofik brochas lehokil, and you don't have to do the. You can't make here. You can actually cut to here. You can't make a bracha, yeah, because it's the shadow of bracha matala bracha in tzuricha. The ma'aser, you can't make. You're stuck. Your corner. Okay, so we'll see what you can do. The ma'aser divided in this matzav you're in now, you certainly cannot make a bracha. You're stuck what to do, but you can't make a bracha because you might be bordering on making a bracha, which is unnecessary. So it has to be a bracha in tzuricha, which is not allowed to be done. You can't do it. Now, there's a few exceptions to this rule, and that is number one. Let's go through the exceptions very quickly first. Exception number one is someone had a bread meal. This happens sometimes. Someone's had a bread meal. He washed on a piece of bread. Even if he's eaten other foods in a meal, and he's full up now from the other foods, he was satisfied. That benching now becomes chiyuv min haTorah. Therefore, if someone's not sure in that case whether he benched, it's a sofik d'oraisa. He has to repeat benching. In that case there, he would have to repeat benching. Now the chiddush over there, which I found a chiddush now, is even if you didn't have bread to fill you up, you had one slice of bread, and you had other food items which filled you up. So I watched a Friday night meal, where often a person's full after a Friday night meal. So someone goes to Chassid, he's full. Someone washed on some bread, he had a meal, he's full up. He's nisba, he's got a chiyuv because I'm also min haTorah. If this person now has a sofik, what to do? Repeat benching. That is what to do, that's benching. What? What?
Is that the same?
I can't comment that minute, yeah? If a person had a bread and he had a meal, but he's not full. I just asked someone today to my son, I would love to go into this property. He brought someone who could buy a treat, could buy a baguette. He came with a baguette, I don't know what was it, it was huge. I said, I don't think you could observe such an item. It's like a whole meal. So he says to me, I'm still hungry after I've eaten this, he says to me.
I didn't hear that,
did you hear that, was he?
No.
He said he's still hungry. So I'm like, I'm short, like I'm hungry. It's a whole big thing. So, I don't know. Anyway, the maestro, so that's it, if you're nisbah. Now, quite right, if someone has bread and it's not full, then it's min rabbono. In such a case there, you do not repeat benching. Someone has a slice of bread, he has a meal, he's not full up when he's eating his meal. Like this person told me now, for example, he's not full. In that case there, he does not repeat benching. By the way, when you repeat benching in the first case, when someone's full, he says the fourth block as well, which is drabon, because the whole bench goes together. So you repeat even the bracha drabon of Hakelovin. Women also, they've got a sophet what to do, and therefore, women, Moishi, they have got a shaila what to do. It's not clear whether they're chayv and aturim benching. We're talking about when they're satisfied, obviously. It's the same as the men. That's a big question, whether they're chayv or not. So, min aturim, they're definitely chayv to bench, but it could be only midrabbanon. In that case there, the Mishnah rules noita, that's, you can't repeat benching. But it says if they do, you can't object to them. The best in such a case is, whenever you've got a sofer, like you said before, the best is to have wash, make a new hamboitsi on bread, have a kazayis, and then you can bench. That would cover you for definite. What? Kabeis for washing when it says you're dying, but you're not making it says you're dying. You're just washing with just your hands because you're not. You don't even see a doubt.
Question, you've got plenty of bench.
What?
The question was, you don't have the bench or not. What's the hazard not to wash, making your mouth clean?
That's a good question. So that someone speaks up, someone speaks out. That's reason. If you've got a sopet when you've benched,
correct,
you've definitely been Messiah does.
Ah,
that's that. It's definitely true. Therefore, you just have to wash again. You can't wash with the disease dying because maybe your hands haven't come dirty. But how much you just have to make? You hear that? It's a very good question, this actually. I was also bothered about this question. If someone is not sure whether you made a brocha achron, any brocha achron actually, you could take that food item again and make a new brocha. Because since you've got a sofet whether you're Messiah das, because you benched, that's definitely like you finished eating. And therefore, you can definitely make a new brocha item. Yeah? So now, what you asked about main shalosh is also a very interesting question, actually. Is that main shalosh, ala mechya, ala eitz, all these are also questionable whether they're deraisa. It's questionable. The meisen, hachras haposkim, is drabonon. So again, if someone's not sure whether he said ala mechya, ala eitz, the meisen, you can't repeat the ala mechya, ala eitz. But again, the best is to take some more of the item and start again. That's the best eitzah. In fact, I'll tell you something better in that case. If someone had a slighter piece of cake, three pieces of cake, the maaser, he's not sure now whether he made a mechia. So we tell him, look, my friend, I'm sorry, you can't make a mechia. The sofik, the rice, the bon, you can't make a mechia. The best is to have some more cake, make mezonos, with a brocha, mezonos, because pass you, Messiah does. If you're not sure when you're ready, bed's ready, pass you, you're ready to decide you're not eating anymore, right? To make another mezonos, and then you can have that kazayis, cake. Yeah, and then make al hamichya on that second slice, or whatever you have to four slice, and that will carry with everything. It's not ideal. Lamaisa, here's someone's makadish, actually, not only in this, if you're stuck, that's the best thing to do. Let's say you've got no more cake left. So now they have a chadish that you can have grapes. They both put eights. And in your alha eights, you can add in ala mechia. Because since the sofik, you're allowed to, you're anyway making ala eights. So since you've got a sofik, what you do, you can throw in ala mechia at the same time.
It's better doing that.
Right.
So you say, another mezonos on a sofik here, I'm not at it. I can make
it properly. Yeah, but it'd be massive in the middle of Alamechia, in the middle of Alamechia.
I think.
But that's a Hefsek, my friend. Yeah. Could be Hefsek.
Imagine
you say, hello, Shlomo, how are you? Is that okay?
Why
the Hefsek? Because you might not eat it.
I'm eating my fruit.
You're eating fruit, so Alamechia you need, but can you add words in Alamechia? That's a Hefsek, because you don't need that at all. It's a sofik, so I'm saying it's better to have the mezonos.
Add a mechia in a sofik, and it's the whole brocha, mezonos brocha.
But the mezonos brocha is definitely. I don't think you're right, the mezonos brocha is posh you have to make because you must see a dance. The fact that you've got a sofik that you made on a mechia already means you've definitely stopped eating. So you can make, you say ala eitz, and in your ala eitz, you say al ha mechia. Now, in the case of what I said to you over here, you can't remember me, the block of Rishonis. So now, what's the eitzah? Someone's in the middle of a coffee, And the Maisi can't remember. He's halfway through. He does not remember Moshe. Has he made a shahakal? So there's a few eitzahs. One eitzah, simple eitzah, is to go out of the building.
Walk outside.
Lose your brocha. Now, even though you're making a brocha, which you don't need, you're going to come back in again. But we're about to make it for a purpose. You've got a sofik. That is not a problem. So that is option number one, if you can. And I say you're not mechuyav to do this, because we pass the sofik drabon in the kula, and the maisi are allowed to carry on drinking. But if you're asking what the best thing to do is, the best thing to do is to get around this problem and try and avoid the situation to make yourself chayav in a bracha. So you go out of the building in a place where you can't see where you made the bracha with Shona, and then you come back, make a new shag in your coffee, and that's it. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.